This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Tuesday, November 17, 2009. A tug of war. The scripture is Genesis 25, verse 22. The babies jostled each other within her. We begin our lives in the safety of our mother's wombs. If a baby moves vigorously in the womb, we may joke, that child will become a soccer player. In answer to Isaac's prayer, God made Rebekah's womb fruitful. Then things got worrisome. Her twins jostled each other so much that she asked God about it. The boys and their descendants will be at odds, God told her. There would be a struggle between the deceiver Jacob and the red-haired Esau, and between their descendants. And against all tradition, the older would serve the younger. Because it was not the custom for the younger son to behave like a firstborn, Esau struggled with God's will to bless the nations through the younger Jacob. In the same way today, people struggle with God's will to bless the world through the church. What makes the church so special? Jesus Christ. No one else. The church Christ built is secure like the womb. Within its embrace, believers from all nations grow in faith until the time of our delivery into the fullness of God's kingdom. In the meantime, many find it grossly unfair that the church is so important for the future of the world. That's because, like Jacob, Christians are not very believable instruments of grace. But then, God chooses unlikely things in the world to do great things.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.